The other night on the show about tuning out the headlines, tuning out outside criticism. Is that something as a player that you get better at as the years go on? Have you made strides in that area over time, or how do you go about filtering all that stuff?
I think it comes naturally to some guys, and for me, it's really difficult and something I had to learn. And at times it's still difficult. And I think that's why I start working with a brain fitness coach. I think it aligns with what I'm trying to do off the field and who I believe I am. But I think there's a lot of benefit in it from a performance standpoint. So it worked on Sunday. I felt great. I've never felt that way in the game, and I'm going to continue to do it.
Turning the page after a loss like that, how do you do that? How do you make sure that you don't waste, emotional energy worrying about
what said? I mean, well, that's something I think a lot of guys do naturally. You only get so many games, and the weeks go by so fast, and, you don't really have time to really think about the past. So for us, as soon as we come in on Monday, I mean, sometimes we watch the film, sometimes we don't, but we're already watching our next opponent. So that, approach to preparation always helps get past it.
You also said, Brandon, on the show that you're playing Sunday, has missing practice the last 2 days. Change that at all, or are you just cautious?
Well, yeah, I mean, just sometimes, your body tells you no, and, that's when your mind has to be a little stronger. I was able to fight it out second half, do some things. I feel a little bit more comfortable today than I was in the second half. Still have a few more days of healing to go. Get out there tomorrow, hopefully, and test it out. I'm sure it's going to be ugly and it's going to be sore and it's going to hurt. But, you got to be able to show the team and the coaches that, I can, at least be in position.
You expect to be. How can you, when you're not practicing, help some of these young receivers who are trying to step in and they're so excited to kind of stay calm and do what they need to do?
I think the number one thing is just remind them that this is their chance. I got my big break, and I don't know if you want to call it a big break, but when Rod Smith ended up going down with some hips injuries, and Javon Walker had a knee. My second year in the league, and all the balls start coming my way. And, I always use that story for younger players. It's like you never know when it's your opportunity. And we got some guys in our room right now that needs to take advantage of this opportunity, So Alshon and I were doing our best to get back out there. And, but if not, it doesn't matter if it's this game or, week 16 or, playoffs. When you get an opportunity, you got to step up.
How do you guys clean up the mistakes and the turnovers that cost you?
Yeah. Well, for me, that one hurts. I don't think I fumbled in like in a year and a half. So I've been really focusing a lot on getting up the field and trying to get some more yak. These last couple years seem like my production there has dropped. So that's one of my points of emphasis this year. So I like to be around like 400 or 500 yards yak, and so I just got to do a better job of protecting the ball and get back to protecting it like I have the last few years. As far as Jay goes, everyone, there's some things I'm sure, Jay talked to you guys about, but there are some things that you guys don't see, like, it could be, a misassignment here or, a guy stops on the route there. So they're minor things, and it was some minor things that killed us on Sunday, but there are things that we can fix moving forward and put us in position to win games.
Ray, when you guys show that you're able to score so quickly, four plays, four different guys, touch the ball and your first touchdown drive, is it teams that then make adjustments that prevent you guys from able to get into the rhythm again?
That's interesting because I felt like that was the fastest start we've had on offense since Coach been here. It felt great. It felt easy. It felt smooth. The huddle felt great. Felt like we were all connected. So actually forgot your question.
I'm unable to match that again because, you know, teams like the Bills make adjustments.
Yeah, well, it had nothing to do with the Bills. You know, I think, you know, you look at our stats, you know, we actually moved the ball well in the second half. I think we had a better second half than we did first half. It's just like you said, you know, it's, you know, eliminating those mistakes. You know, fumbles cannot happen. Picks cannot happen. Doesn't matter whose fault it is. It just can't happen. You know, you look at the statistics when, you know, you're minus one, minus two, minus three in the turnover ratio. It's alarming. And we put ourselves in bad position. And for us to even be in that game at the end and get to overtime, well, it was a blessing because we should have probably been blown out. Yeah.
An offense that isn't at full strength.
It's just the offense. He better be. We need him. We need him. You know, Jay will be all right. And, you know, these guys get paid, too. You know, I mean, just because I may be getting paid, you know, the highest out of all the receivers doesn't mean I'm the only one capable. You know, so they got to earn their keep, you know. So hopefully we get healthy and get out there and help them out a little bit. But, you know, hey, these guys, man, can ball. That's why they're here.
We have time for a few more guys.
Brandon, I'm curious, how do you think the NFL handled the Ray Rice?
Oh, I'm not sure.
What about the commissioner?
I'm not sure.
All right, what do you remember about Colin Kaepernick starting his first game against you guys 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I mean, that was brutal. That was when Lovey was here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was brutal, man. Yeah, I lost my top that game. And it's a bad memories.
What are your thoughts on the league's new domestic violence policy?
Yeah, I talked about that on the on Showtime a few weeks ago. So.
Brandon,
did
Showtime?
Could you paraphrase it?
I don't get Showtime.
Oh, you probably can YouTube it if you type in. Yeah. If you just YouTube it. Yeah. Yeah.
Brandon, assuming you are able to go on Sunday, when you look at the 49ers and film, they're a little banged up. What do you see? They like to mix their colors. So how would you attack a team like that?
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows who they are and what they do. So, you know, it's no secret. We know their coverage. We know where they're going to be. But they do it so well. And it's going to be on us to really execute our game plan. So for me, it's just really understanding what we're trying to accomplish and being where I'm supposed to be. You know, we have a sophisticated offense, and our game plans change week to week. And just conquering that will help us out.
Last one, guys.
Brandon, if you can play on Sunday, do you fear that you might be more susceptible to injury than normal because you're coming off an injury? I mean, is that
That's a possibility, but you only get so many opportunities, man. You know, there's a big goal, and you know, we dropped one last week, and you know, if I can help out the team, I'm going to be out there. You know, so I mean, that's part of the game. It's volatile, it's risky, and you know, hey, I'm gonna go down swinging. So I'll be out there Sunday. You know, that's what I'm saying. But of course, you know, I'm not the head decision maker here. But I'm going to be out there in my mind, and I'll be okay.